Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Whether you're gifting, decorating, or treating yourself, Lowe's December Deal Drops are here to help you save more all month long. Get up to 50% off select holiday decor. Plus, get up to 45% off select tools and accessories. Shop new December Deal Drops every week this month and get so much more out of your holidays. Lowe's, we help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So I got to tell you, I'm thrilled to have my dear friend Steve Albert on the show today. This is one of the greatest guys I have ever known in the business. It is that simple. Like, I worked with this guy and I've been around him a lot over the years because of my affinity for boxing and being around all of the great fights over the years. Steve, of course, called all the greatest fights in history. Basically, he's in the Boxing Hall of Fame, every single one of them. But then I got to work with him in television syndication in a show called Battle Dome in Los Angeles. And we worked together for a few years on that. And we were together way too much, like husband and wife, spending long hours together, 16, 18-hour days together. He is the funniest guy I have ever met in my life. Now, I love David Letterman, but I only went on his show twice. I was around Steve Albert enough to know that he is the funniest guy I have ever met. And he comes from that crazy Albert family of brothers, Marv, Al, and Steve. And I know his nephew. He's been on the show a million times. Steve Albert's got a new book out. It is fantastic, Steve. I have to tell you, I read it Evelyn Wood style. I read it really fast because you were coming on the show. I read it over the last few hours today before I came on the air. And I want to read it slowly on a couple of flights. It is truly an absolutely amazing kick-ass book and a journey through one of the greatest careers in sports broadcasting that I've ever seen in my life. Yours, your brother's. It's a crazy good book.
Well, I really appreciate that. Thanks very much, Scott. And Scott Farrell, here you go.
There's you and I.
Let me get it up right.
There it is.
Before we get to the book, this is you and the two of us, right? Yes, and taking a few seconds out of those 18 hours we spent together, mostly at the buffet, waiting around to shoot. And there you are, a good-looking guy in the glasses. I was tagging along. I was riding your coattails. And then on top of that, here you go.
Wow.
An official Battle Dome hat. And it still has dried blood on it.
I believe that's you know, what's funny is that of all the things that it was a great show. It was in 300 markets. It did well. But of all the things that, like, at the end of the day, that didn't matter in the world of your career, I would say that would be it, because that was fun, a good time. It was funny. We were hilarious together, and it worked, and we got paid a lot of money. But your sports casting career.
You were paid.
Wait a minute. I think, like, your NBA career alone, calling games, for several different teams, from the Nets to the Suns to, I mean, and your brother, I think, did the Pacers forever. We know your other brother, Marv, did the Knicks forever. But you've done just about every team in the league. You did games. Yeah. You did Dr. J games.
Yeah, it goes pretty far back. I couldn't hold a job. That's the problem. I announced for 13 teams, Scott, in 11 different leagues, 7 different sports, 6 now defunct leagues. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. I had a lot of resiliency bouncing back. But after 45 years in this crazy business, people kept telling me, you got to write a book. So I did. And here it is. A funny thing happened on the way to the broadcast booth. What other way could I put it?
I think it's great. And you had, everything about it's funny. On the back of the book, whatever, all the your brother slammed the book. And then you had a comment about the book when you were a newborn baby. Yes. But Bob Costas did the front of the book.
Forward.
I thought the forward, I thought he that was great. I mean, literally from the jump, this book grabs you by the onions and takes you on a ride in sports that is truly unequaled. Like, I mean, the stories about everything that I read in it are so amazing, from the people that you've worked with alone, just the names of the people that you have worked alongside in the booth calling games, that alone is staggering.
Well, you know, when I called my brother Marv to tell him about the book, the first thing he said to me was, how did you get this number? And then when I asked him, when I told him that I was writing a book, he said, why don't you try reading one first? So I decided to actually write a book. And, you know, some of the stories are funny. Some are wacky and bizarre. Hopefully they'll be entertaining. Right out of the gate, I talk about getting locked in my bathroom. Right. I was doing morning drive time radio. I had to get up about 3:30, didn't get much sleep. And I was trying to, open the door after I showered and brushed my teeth and everything and shaved. I was trying to open the door, Scott, and the doorknob was loose and jiggly. I couldn't open it up. Then I tried to unhinge the hinges, and they were like painted shut. So I had to take a large aerosol can of hairspray and punch a hole through the door. And then I got it just about big enough where I could slide through, but I got stuck in it. And all I have is a towel around me. So I had to slide back. And to make a long story short, I did get out of there. But you'll have to read the book to see how it went after that, and if I actually made it to the radio station on time. It was wild.
You know, I actually remember, I've told you this story, but people, I've said this on this show before, I've told this story, that your brother Marv one day, and I've told you this story if you remember, I was at a Laker game at the Forum, and I was sitting down courtside, and I was right next to him, like 10 feet away, and he said, Pharrell, do not come near me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was like, I'm doing the show with Steve. And he's like, I don't care. Do not come near me.
Yeah. That's typical Marv. I think we got those genes from my mother, believe it or not. She was a very quirky person and very, very funny in her own way. And she was not a sports fan, but she gave birth to 3 sportscasters. She used to say to us, can't I have at least one doctor out of this, So,
but you grew up in Brooklyn, right? And your dad, Max, was your hero. Yeah. And I know one of the stories about, I read in there about how one of the interns along the way for either you or Marv or somebody was Howie Rose at one point in his very first job ever.
Well, what happened was Howie had a fan club. He started a fan club for my brother Marv. And he came and visit. I was a gopher, an intern at WHN Radio in New York. And he used to come up every once in a while to interview Marv. He rounded up about 50 people neighborhood in Queens and started this fan club. So he'd come up. And as an intern, one of my duties was to take him back to the newsroom so he can sit down with Marv. And he became the longtime voice of the New York Mets, one of the great announcers in baseball history.
When we come back, we'll talk to Steve Albert about, he's done a lot of that as well. He even worked with Ralph Kiner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I think this is like a sports fan's dream book. A funny thing happened on the way to the broadcast booth with Steve Albert. I just think that you will adore this book. It has got the greatest stories and the greatest names in the last 50 years in sports that you've ever heard in your life are all in this book. There are mentions of Ralph Kiner, stories of Kiner, and also Ralph Cramden, which is even bigger. Than Ralph Kiner. I mean, because your humor never ends in this book. It's so funny. And I mean, I told you the truth. I read it really fast. And then I want to read it really slow because that's how brilliant this book is and the stories. Your stories of Kiner first. And then I want to get into the boxing before we get out of here because I think your boxing play-by-play career is second to none.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you very much, Scott. I appreciate it. When I was announcing for the Mets, one of my partners was the legendary Ralph Kiner. And one time we were doing a game where he lit up a cigar and literally set his chair on fire. And he was in the middle of doing play-by-play. What happened was the ashes from his cigar were flicking into the waste paper basket, which had somehow found its way under his chair, and it had all of the rolled up out of town scores in it on the ticker tape. All of a sudden, a ball of fire shot up under his rear end. And Bob Murphy had to pick up the play-by-play. He said, as Ralph was saying, that ball is caught by Dane Orge. And Jack Buck, not Joe, Jack Buck and Mike Shannon were announcing for the Cardinals in the booth next to us. And they were just doubled over in laughter. They were watching what was going on. They could see what was going on. One time, I'm doing a game with Ralph, and it was almost that time where he had to toss it to me for the play-by-play. And Neil Allen was warming up in the bullpen. And as this was happening, he said, and now for the play-by-play, here's Steve Allen. You know, that's just the way he was. That's just, you know, Steve Allen was a talented guy, but I don't think
he was.
I don't think he did play by play, you know.
He did a different show.
Oh God, yeah, a different he was great. He was the original host of the Tonight Show on NBC. Right. Now, the Mets were so bad when I was doing them. It was 1979, 80, 81 when I was doing the games. I mean, I once left two tickets in my car in the Shea Stadium parking lot. Yeah, somebody broke in and left four more. I mean, that's how bad. That's how bad they were. Wow.
Steve, talk about you're in all the Boxing Hall of Fames. And I, you know, I'm good friends with a lot of the guys that you've called fights with over the years. You know, I remember when you did it with Chez and Ferdy and Sugar. But obviously, my friend Al Bernstein, the nightclub singer himself.
Oh, yeah.
Lounge singer.
Yes.
He loved you and your jokes. And I thought you and Bernstein together were as good as it gets.
Well, thank you. You're very kind. Al was one of the best, if not the best, at dissecting a fighter's strengths and weaknesses and analyzing a fight. He can analyze a fight so fast. The nicest thing Al Bernstein ever did for me was get me Jerry Lewis's autograph. I'll never forget that. I told him one time that I was a huge fan of Jerry Lewis as a performer. The first movie I ever saw in my life, I was about 9 years old. My mother took me down to the theater. It was called At War with the Army with Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. And I passed this on to Al, and little did I know that a good friend of his was Jerry Lewis. And it turned out that Jerry was a big fan of ours. He used to watch the fights all the time. So I gave him a cassette of that movie. He took Jerry and Jerry signed it, and Jerry did not sign many autographs. You know, he was a tough guy, and he really didn't get into that kind of stuff. But I was honored that he signed mine.
So you did the Holyfield Tyson ear bite fight, and you've never seen anything like that, obviously. And I'd love to get your memories of that, and also the back in the day when you were at Kent State, everything that happened there. In fact, you did hockey play-by-play at Kent State.
Yeah, I started the hockey team at Kent State, and I was there for a couple of years because they didn't build an arena until my junior year, and we wound up producing five play-by-play announcers into the NHL in just a matter of a few years. It was unbelievable.
And you got me into the NHL. The NHL.
That's right. That's right. You did
Thrashers.
The Flames?
Thrashers, Flames. What's the difference?
The Thrashers, the Flames, Atlanta, yeah. After Battle Dome, yeah.
That's
right. I remember that. We put Mike Forns, Rick Peckham, Paul Staggerwald into the
NHL.
That's
my guy, myself, Stags, who did it with Mike Lang. Yeah.
That's right, with the Penguins. I wound up doing the Islanders for a few years. In fact, I was very fortunate. I was with them for a couple of years, the first of the four straight Stanley Cups. I was working with Eddie Westfall and Stan Fischler. And it was one
Legends.
Of the great experiences of my life.
Yes, Stan Fischer. Respectfully, I got 1 minute. Tell me your memories of the Holyfield ear bite.
Oh, yes. I was so nervous going into that fight because I really thought something bizarre was going to happen. Little did I know that it was going to be that bizarre, because in the past Tyson had already done some things, questionable things, but I didn't think he was going to bite Holyfield's part of his ear off. I was in shock when it happened. But you know, the thing that I remember most was just announce the fight or announce what was going on as a reporter would. I was thinking, what would Marv do?
Like it was yesterday. It was incredible. I have to run. I love you. And everyone can get the book starting tomorrow on Amazon.com. A funny thing happened on the way to the broadcast. Steve, I love you. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah. Thank you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
One thing he used to tell me and he loves his family, obviously. This guy was a huge family man, his dad, his mom, his brothers, and his nephew's Kenny. And he used to tell me, Kenny's so busy doing NFL and NHL and NBA and whatever he does everything. And Steve used to tell me, he'd be working and he'd say hi to him for me if you see him. Because he never saw him or talked to him ever because he was so busy. And he would say, I'd leave for the end of the day or the week. It'd be Friday. He'd say, if you see Kenny, tell him I said hi. He'd always say that to me. Honestly, Steve Albert's one of the funniest guys I ever met in my life. He's one of the nicest guys. Like, he was so nice that, like, it made me sick. Like, honestly, like, I'm not a real nice guy, like where you're just nice to everybody and all you do is be nice to people everywhere you go. It doesn't matter the craft food services truck, he'd be nice to those people. He was nice to everybody, the makeup girl, and then I'd be like, oh, I've been here 18 hours, I want to kill somebody. And he was never that way. He was always funny and cracking jokes and nice. How about he saved pictures of us together? I don't have any of that stuff. I did it for the money. I just want to be clear. I did it. I made a lot of money doing that show. That was a great show. And I will say this. That show with him is why Bateman dressed like me in Dodgeball. We did Battle Dome first, and then he came on with the soccer jerseys and the sunglasses. He was dressed as me, the idiot. He's just a way better actor than me. All right, Carver High, enough of me already. Where are we here? I'm always taking things and leading them right off the rails into the river.
Last game for this evening in the NBA is going to be the Nuggets and the Clippers. Now, the scene shifts to Los Angeles at the Intuit Dome. Here's a comment from David Adelman that has some Clipper fans up in arms. Apparently, I guess they think that he's trying to say here that they pump a lot of noise into the place. Like, if the fans don't get loud enough, Clipper fans are annoyed. Here's Adelman.
To me, one, you know, they have the crowd at the end of the, towards our bench, that it's like a high school crowd, which is actually really cool. And the other thing is they pump sound in that place. That place is so loud. It reminds me of Phoenix. We lost there a couple years ago in the second round, where you couldn't even hear each other talk to each other, you know, at the timeouts with coaches. So that building is, it's very loud, whether the crowd is cheering or not. So we have to be prepared for that. It is an amazing place, by the way. I'd love to go see a concert there. It's absolutely crazy. But no, we're excited to go down there and play.
I don't think that any of that has anything offensive in it at all. It is what it is. And the Clipper fans are going to be Clipper fans either way. You know, let's just remember the Clippers have never won anything ever. So let's not act like They got some kind of special forces going on in their brand new arena. I'll say this. It's the best arena in the league, and it is daunting, that end zone, whatever they call it, the wall, when guys are shooting free throws and everything else. My thing is, I just think the Clippers are really, for my money, one of the most exciting teams in these playoffs. I think they're fun to watch play. And I don't know if they're going to finish Denver off, but they got the next two at home, and they need to take advantage of that, because if they don't, they'll lose the series.
And the first of those two will be tonight. Clippers minus 5.5. 213.5 is the total. 5.5, a little big number there for this game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it with the Clippers. I think they're going to win the game, 7 to 10 points, maybe more. They are really good already. They proved it. I think they blew game one. They blew game one. I think they should have won both games, and I think they'll go home and win. And I know they have to deal with this guy, Joker. I'm not stupid. And they got more than that. I think Gordon's a real problem, Murray. And I'll give Porter and Brown, they got a piece of this too. But the bottom line is, for my money, these Clippers, if they are stealing the ball and playing aggressive and getting stops and they start running and get numbers, they got several guys that can finish and score in big numbers. So I like them a lot.
Jalen Brunson wins the Clutch Player of the Year award. The Knicks and the Sixers are going to play two preseason games in Abu Dhabi in October. And Adam Silver mentions possibly shortening the NBA season, says everything's on the table. I got a newsflash for Adam. His owners are never going to let him shorten the NBA season and give up home games. Never. Not going to happen.
I don't think it would lead to less injuries either. There's still injuries always when people play basketball.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Thursday. Of course, we have all the golf going on as well. We got NFL draft tonight. We got playoff games. But there is some golf cooking, too. We've got the Zurich going on down in New Orleans. And Liv is playing this weekend in Mexico City. So let's get Brady Cannon involved, of course, as we always do when there is a Liv event, and see what we have cooking for this weekend. Brady, great to see you, as always, my man. Before we get there, the Zurich did start today. And this is, it's a weird event, Brady. Like, I was talking with Cam and Keith about it yesterday. It's kind of like the break, right? Like everybody's, a lot of people take this week off in golf betting. A lot of the big players obviously take it off. But I kind of like the change of pace. I like something different being thrown in. Now, one part of that, Brady, is you get stuff like today. I mean, the law firm of Celinda and Velo going 14 under on their first round today. The Højgaard brothers at 13 under. You get some crazy scores with the best ball, but I like a little break with the Zurich.
Yeah, I'm all there with you. And you know, on Friday, tomorrow, when they go the alternate shot, you know, the best score of the day might be 2 under par or something like that. You know, it's really a polar opposite what the best ball is versus the alternate shot. But I'm 100% with you. You know, they started with this team format in 2017. And I think myself and probably you and, you know, golf bettors, the players, we weren't so sure about it. Now, you know, 8 years later or whatever it is, I think everybody really likes it. And you've got Rory and Shane Lowry showing up and Xander and Cantlay and Morikawa. You know, more guys are involved. And I think it's kind of relaxing for them, too. Hey, let's team up. Let's go to New Orleans. Let's have some fun. And it's a cool event. The handicap's really tough, Mike. I dumbed down the risk. Really, you know, just peanuts as far as wagering risk this week, because – it's one thing to try and handicap one guy and all the skill sets and the data that you have associated with one player, but now you turn that one player into a two-headed monster, and there's no real data that supports how that, you know, dynamic is going to perform. So a lot of the handicap this week is guesswork. Do they have good chemistry? You know, did they go to college together? And then complementary skill sets. One guy's good off the tee. One guy's good with the short game. So it's a tough nut to crack.
It's not easy, that's for sure. Not at all. I know one thing. Me and you both have Novak and Griffin. So if they want to get themselves to the top of the board and they're 8-under through 10 already today, hopefully they can keep getting themselves closer to Celinda and Velo. All right, let's get to Liv now. Brady, of course, is they've had a few weeks off, and it's the first time we've seen them since the Masters. They go to Mexico City. Of course, they've played down in Mexico at Mayacoba the last couple of years, but now they go to Chapultepec, which is a place, Brady, that, as we know, PGA, a lot of these guys who PGA Tour guys on Liv, they know this place from years past in WGC.
Right, exactly. The WGC Mexico was contested here for 4 years, 2017 through 2020. And I went with guys that have had success there in the past. And I think it also plays into our handicap this week, Mike, that the last course we played on the Liv circuit, Trump Doral, Liv Miami, there's a lot of correlation between Doral and Chapultepec, a lot of crossover success. You know, your elevation here hit the ball a long way. We know Doral is a monster as far as how long that course is. So I think you're going to see a lot of the same faces turn up here as they did a few weeks back, that week prior to the Masters when Leishman won at Doral.
Yeah, and that kind of is what, every week. It's funny, Bray, obviously with Liv, it's the same guys at every tournament. Right. And really, it's really, for the most part, the same board, especially at the top. Like, it doesn't even matter where we are. You know, Rahm, Bryson, Neiman, Hatton are pretty much always going to be Cam Smith, if he could ever find
the best players on the tour, right? Yeah.
Right. So there's no doubt about chalk.
Yep.
Always going to be the chalk when you get up. Now, there's a few guys who have been playing well and find themselves a little higher up on the board. Why don't we start, Brady? Let me know who you've got this week down in Mexico City for the Liv.
Well, you know what? I kept it simple, and I went with the same exact three guys that I took at Liv Miami because I talked about how those courses are related. We see a lot of similar success, and I used results at Chapultepec when I was putting together my card for Doral, and I said, you know what? They had tremendous success at Doral, and I'm going to go with the same guys. I had three guys finish in the top five at Doral, and not one of them could get the victory. But I'm going to go with those same three guys. I started right at the top of the board with Bryson. He's one of the longest and most accurate hitters in the world, let alone on the Liv circuit. He also finished runner-up here at Chapultepec for the WGC Mexico in 2020. Got him at 6-1. And then I went with Sergio, who, despite the miscut at the Masters, is one of the hottest golfers in the world right now, will win in Hong Kong, has a couple of top 10s already this year on the Liv circuit. He's finished 6th and 7th and 12th at this golf course before at WGC Mexico. Got him at 14-1. And then Carlos Ortiz. Again, you talk about the same guys popping up at the top of the leaderboard, the odds board, you name it, in Liv. Ortiz is another one of those guys. Has a runner-up finish, was 4th at Doral. He had a 16th place finish here back in 2020 at Chapultepec as a part of the WGC Mexico. So I'm going with those three horses again, and I think they're going to be right there in the mix. Hopefully one of them can kick the door down.
Yeah, and I love Sergio, and I'm probably going to add him to my card as well. Sergio, of course, has been good to us, Brady, here on our Liv segments, so I think it's right that we get him cooking. I'm actually going to go chalk as well at the top for one. I'm going to go with Rahm. Here's the thing with Rahm. We know he's always going to be in the top 5 or 10 on Sunday when they play the final round of this event. And I think, he hears it at every major now how he doesn't care anymore. He's not ready for the majors. I think you might get him this week in a little bit of a bad mood. Like, let me just go win another $4.5 million down in Mexico City and make everyone shut up for a bit.
And he showed up pretty nicely on the Sunday at the Masters, too.
I played good ball Saturday and Sunday. I thought he had himself going pretty well. So we'll go with Rahm. That's my chalky pick at 5-1. I'm going to go with Sebastian Munoz also at 25-1 down
that's
here.
Good pick.
And DJ, because he played well at Miami, and he's won here a bunch in the past. Now, the number bothers me, Brady, because as we've talked about, Dustin Johnson, before he played well at Miami, was going off at like 60-70-1 on Liv. He had fallen so far down the board. He's back up now in the mid-30s, but because of how well he's played here, Brady, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, I don't mind it at all. You're right. He's got great history here, and he's shown some flashes. You know, it wasn't just Miami, but I think it might have been Adelaide. It was another tournament right before Miami, yeah. A couple tournaments prior or whatever, when he was like the first round leader. And, you know, he's been showing some signs, and then he just can't put 3 days together, let alone 4 days. But he hasn't been able to put together 3 days. But no, I'm not going to argue that. Another guy that I looked at that has won here at Chapultepec before is Phil Mickelson. But, you know, he's another guy, can, you know, 55, 54 years old, whatever he is now, can he last for 3 days? Again, we've seen some flashes with him as well. We'll see. But I think those two, you know, veterans, DJ and Mickelson, both might show up here.
Well, it's like the same thing with DJ. Like, I feel like Phil at one point had dropped down to like around 100-1 on these live boards. Like, he really cratered, and now he's back up in the 50s. You know, he's 50-1 for this event. I'm sure that's partially the history. I just looked, plus 280 for a top 10, including ties, for Phil this week in Mexico. That's not a bad price for considering
no,
there's only
not at
48
all.
Guys in the, if considering how many guys are
absolutely
in, and you're asking him to get T10. So I think I'm going to go there, Brady, and I'm going to throw
really
Phil
good
in. Look at this, Brady's. He's on a bunch of our guys here for the Zurich. How about that, Moore and Clark?
Yeah.
That was a favorite of Cam as well last night. You've got Kim and Gim, Poston and Mitchell. We got a lot of reading the same mail, Brady. Good job. All right, let's go to the window.
Let's get
again.
One home, buddy.
Live Mexico City. Let's get involved. Brady Cannon with us. I think they're playing again next week too, Brady. I got to check the schedule, but I think Liv's got
we'll
a couple events in a row coming here. Pharrell Coast to Coast. We'll be back right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, Carver High styling with the Vegas golfer, the Las Vegas golfer himself, Brady Cannon, one of my all-time favorites on Sports Grid. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good to have you with us on a Thursday. We're live in New York City. Carver High and I getting ready to talk Stanley Cup because, as we all know, everybody loves hockey.
Everybody does love hockey. All right, let's get it going. How about last night? What a game, again, between Dallas and Colorado. Colorado got an early goal from Nichushkin, held all the way to the third period. About halfway through the third, Stars get a power play equalizer from Jamie Benn, and we go to overtime for the second game in a row in this series. And this one happened fairly quickly as well, about 5.5 minutes into the extra session. Tyler Seguin getting involved on ESPN.
Can't take the puck away, now does. Skates the stick away from Drouin. Played ahead to Marchman. Marchman drives to the net. He holds, finds a cutter, score! Marchman sets up Seguin.
I always knew Bob with shoes on would make it in the world. I always tell the story that he used to do my show, Pharrell on the Bench, when I was on Westwood One and CBS and nationally. He would fill in for me whenever I was on vacation. I love Bob with shoes on. I think he's great. I think he's the best play-by-play guy they have, bar none. I do too. And his intensity and excitement is what I live for as a fan. I want to hear guys like him call games. I think he sets the standard, the bar real high. And I also think this, I cannot believe it. I'm going to admit this. I think Dallas has Colorado by the onions. They keep winning overtime games. They keep finding a way. They're not even, they're not leading in any game at all. They're getting their ass beat up and down. And then they win all the games. They find a way to win. You know what's going to happen is they're not going to have this never have a lead stuff very long. I think at some point it's going to break through where they're just going to win the series.
It really does feel like that, because these last two games, they had third period leads. They allowed Dallas to tie the game in the third period and then obviously go on to win in overtime. Right. We know Dallas has been compromised with a couple of injuries, and yet here they are up 2-1 heading into a game four in Colorado.
Remember their odds dropped? Bad their odds dropped? They went from number one in the West to number like seven in the West out of eight teams. They literally disrespected them so much, the odds makers. Like Robertson's injury, you would have thought they lost Guy LaFleur. Okay? So they are winning without him.
And they are back up to second, by the way, on that board in the West. They're 4-1 now to win the Western Conference.
Oh, they sure are, because they look fantastic. Went
right back up like a rocket ship. How about the Kings? They've moved up that board, and there you go. Dallas now favored, -165. Thank you, Luke.
To win the series
over Colorado. I think this is going to go either way, but I'll tell you this. I think Colorado evens at 2-2 at home in game four. I think this will be a best of three.
Going back
to Dallas for a game. If they don't, then it's really, yes, I agree. It'll be finished. Because then they'll have two games at home up 3-1. And they should be able to get home.
Right there, how quick he is. I'm surprised St. John's hasn't picked him up in an NIL deal and like added him to the roster. I'm a little, I'm perplexed.
Meanwhile, elsewhere in the Western Conference late night, the Kings once again pouring the goals on against the Edmonton Oilers. They get themselves a six-pack for the second game in a row, and this time there was no comeback from the Oilers. Anze Kopitar with another tons of power play goals for the Kings last night. This one on TBS.
Evan Fiala on the boards for Kopitar. Kempe, Fiala, waits, back across the...
So I guess I'm supposed to admit, and I got no problem with it, that Elvis was right. Their size now is so much different than the last 3 years. They're so big across the board on all four lines of just giant forwards that absolutely crush it. I think they're physically dominating the Oilers and kicking their ass. And I mean, Edmonton at home in Pharrell Alberta, they either win both games or they're effed. I mean, they have to win both, automatic, no questions asked. And I think the Kings are, pounding them into submission. I think they're just, off the puck, the body, in front of the net, behind the net, Mike, underneath the goal line. These are the kinds of things you see. Like, I remember the Penguins won all their Stanley Cups with talent and speed. And this team is winning with, I think, and the Kings won Stanley Cups, I think, with talent and speed. This team is winning with talent and physicality. They're so big. Those guys are all so big. Their forwards are all 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", and they're all like 220 to 240. I mean, you get hit by these guys, it hurts.
It absolutely does. What a job by the Kings, up 2-0, going back to Edmonton. Of course, McDavid drives. Look at that, -465 for the Kings to win this series. Let me quickly throw you the last hockey highlight. Here's the Caps, of course, tied at 1 last night. Little Joe Beninati on Monumental Sports Network for Dylan Strome.
As Carlson moves to center for the rookie Ryan Leonard. This way to Beauvillier. Beautiful one touch. Score!
He's like, who's using your boy? I don't know who's better, Joe B or Bobby with shoes on, my man.
Caps.
We got to get him on the show, by the way, Mafia. Mafia, get my tequila and pills and get Bob with shoes on the show. Christ
sake. That'll
sakes.
Give the Caps a 2-0 series lead as they head to Montreal for game number 3. 3-4 this weekend up there against
the Habs.
Don't you
think it would be funny to get him on, like, to talk about how back in the old days, like a lot, like 30 years ago, this guy was filling in for me, and now he's become a gigantic play-by-play star. I think it'd be funny to have him on and talk about the stories and tell him how good he is. I think he's fantastic. We got to get with you. Bobby, a guy with shoes on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You talk about having a bad day, Carver High. I mean, to tell you, that guy's sharp.
Yeah,
I'm reading these stories about him with rough sex, and he's stepping aside. I guess he's not getting that $100 million deal with ESPN now with his problems. You talk about, can we put him in our having a bad day file?
He's having a bad week, that's for sure. I think his whole week's, and you know what happens. You got a bad couple days, it turns into a bad week. It goes into like a bad month, turns into a bad year. Suddenly it just never have it. It just never goes well for you. All right, we've got 4 games tonight in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Let's go. First, game 2 in Tampa. Really, let's call it like it is. A must win for the Lightning after losing the first game at home. They're -125. Panthers +105, 5.5 the total.
I got to tell you, they beat their ass so bad, I think they're going to do it again. All I saw was total domination all over the ice by a Stanley Cup champion. That's like playing the 4 straight Islanders, the back-to-back Penguins in 91 and 92 and in 16 and 17. You're just losing to them. I took the Lightning in game 1. They got bent over. I mean, that was total domination. What's going to change? Nothing.
Yeah, they got completely smashed in that game. I don't feel good about it, but I'm going back to the Lightning tonight. I don't feel good about it, but I'm going to go back to the Lightning and see if they can get it done. Game 3 in Ottawa. The scene shifts as the Leafs have a 2-0 lead on the Senators. Ottawa favored tonight at home. How about that? I got it actually pumped up to -130 now for Ottawa. You get Toronto at +110 and a 5.5 total.
I got to tell you, I know everybody's betting on Ottawa tonight to win. I don't know why. I think the Leafs are flat out better. I'm going Leafs again. I don't care where they play these games.
I think the Leafs are going to win also. I'm on the Leafs. I don't think Ottawa's that good. I think the Leafs are going to get him tonight again. I think that broke them the other night. So, and this will finish them, really. When they go up 3-0 tonight, it'll really be over. This series, I'm taking Toronto. Game three in St. Paul at the XL between the Knights and the Wild. Of course, the Wild got themselves a split in Vegas. Now they come home minus -165 for the Knights, plus +140 now for Minnesota, and a 5.5.
Yeah, I'm going over 5.5 for sure. And if that's the price on Vegas at minus -156, I'm all for it, because I've seen as bad as $1.75. I think they'll get back on the horse tonight. If they lose this game, I'm going to keel over, because then they're in trouble. Because you go down 2-1 to them, and they got another game at home this weekend, and you could find yourself on the outside looking in and series over. You go back to Vegas with a ton of pressure on you for game five. Then you got to go back to St. Paul. I think they have to win tonight. I really do. I think this is a huge game for Vegas. They have to win one of these games. Why not tonight? They either win tonight, or they win this weekend, or they're in trouble. So they are too good to lose to this team. I do not believe that the Wild are better than them. But I bet on the Wild in the last game with a goal and a half, and I hit the bet. I'm going to go Risky Jones and take the Vegas Knights tonight in St. Paul.
I'm taking the Vegas Knights tonight, and I'm laying the puck line on it, too. I think they get themselves right tonight. Laid a puck line with Vegas as well this evening in that. Matt's right. We're going big ball.
And plus +152. Look at you.
Let's go. I'm laying the puck line. And finally, we have a game three as the scene shifts to St. Louis for the Jets and the Blues. Jets the road favorite. I got them at minus -120 now. Blues at even money and a 5.5.
I'm glad I bet them yesterday at $1.18, because I like the Blues tonight in St. Louis in a big way. And that line has gone from plus +118 all the way to what you just saw here on Sports Grid at minus -104. So, and you're telling me they're still dogs at home? This team, if you remember, was the best team in the NHL over the last 6 weeks. I think they're going to show up tonight in a big way and win that game.
I think the Blues are going to win tonight as well. I think it might be the only game they win in this series, but I think they're going to win tonight and get it back to 2-1.
They're going to win both games in St. Louis.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.